to the judge, boys, tell it to the judge, tell it to the judge. Give me a break, I'm just learning to drive. I put my foot on the gas and it jumps to 95. Believe me when I say it won't happen again. Give me a break and I'll drive around the bend. Tell it to the judge, boys, tell it to the judge, tell it to the judge. After school you hit the strip along the big highway. 50 cents a gas is all you need and soon you're on your way. Oh, officer, won't you give me just another chance? I'm driving with my baby trying to make the swing and dance. Believe me when I say it won't happen again. Give me a break and I'll drive around the bend. Tell it to the judge, boy, tell it to the judge, tell it to the judge. Every time you speak, you sing a television tale. The next thing that you tell is gonna land you in jail. So tell it to the judge, boy, tell it to the judge, tell it to the judge.
Hear ye, hear ye, the court's in session, the court's in session. Now here come the judge, here come the judge,
here come the judge, here come the judge, here come the judge, here come the judge.
Stop being that bird, cause here come the judge. Don't nobody bird, cause here come the judge. Judge Shawty is presiding this day, and he don't take no stuff from nobody, no kind of way. Hey boy, take off that hat, where do you think you're at? I know where you gon' be, if you don't heed my plea. I'm here to tell you,
court's in session.
Order in the court now,
court's in session.
Can't nobody smoke now.
Here come the judge, here come the judge.
The first case on the docket.
Judge, I got a boy here, can't dance.
Can't dance?
Can't dance, right?
90 days. 30 days of boogaloo. 30 days to learn how to sing a lane. And 30 more for the alpha twits. Yeah, I can't dance. What is this? Is that the man?
No, Your Honor.
Does he look like the man?
No, Your Honor.
Well, I'm sorry. You got to go there. Hey, yeah, you can't recognize the man. You got to go. And guilty.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, my name is Arthur Kirkland, and I am the defense counsel. Now, that man over there, he's the prosecuting attorney, and he couldn't be happier today. He is a happy man today because today he's going after a judge. However, these proceedings are not about that. These proceedings are here to see that justice is done. And justice is, as any reasonable person would tell you, the finding of the truth. The intention of justice is to see that the guilty people are proven guilty and that the innocent are freed. Justice for all. Only we have a problem here. Both sides want to win. We want to win regardless of the truth. And we want to win regardless of justice, regardless of who's guilty or innocent. That man there wants a win so badly today, means so much to him. He is so carried away with the prospect of winning, the idea, that he forgot something that's absolutely essential to today's proceedings. He forgot his case. He forgot to bring it. I don't know. I don't see it. Do you? The prosecution's case. He's got to have one. Not a witness. Not one piece of substantiating evidence other than the testimony of the victim herself. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I have a case to end all cases. I have witnesses for my client. I have character references, testimonials that are backed up from here to Washington, D.C. The one thing that bothered me, the one thing that stayed in my mind and I couldn't get rid of it, that haunted me, was why. Why would she lie? Was it blackmail? Was it jealousy? Yesterday, I found out why. She doesn't have a motive. She's not lying. And ladies and gentlemen of the jury, the prosecution is not going to get that man today because I'm going to get him. My client should go right to fucking jail! The son of a bitch is guilty! That man there, that man is a slime. He is a slime. If he's allowed to go free, then something really wrong is going on.
Mr. Kirkland, you are out of order.
You're out of order. You're out of order. The whole trial is out of order. They're out of order. That man, that sick,
all right, crazy
Chris, let's make a deal. Let's make a deal. Hey, Frank, you want to make a deal? You son of a bitch, you. Hold it. Hold it. I just completed my opening statement.
Apple pie in motherhood and rocks and bagels too. And a rubbin's good for any hood who stops to tie a shoe. And Phyllis the Miler gets a hand for being the girl to trust. She's only a plastic statue, but mine that's a lovely boss.
Here come the judge. Here come the judge. Here come the judge.
Puff and Eddie need the dead for riding off to school. They're playing down in back to Sparkle, singing their gloom. A gunsy spear was chasing me, I fell into the hole. If only I took on going Z, but mine that's a lot of bull.
Here comes the judge. Here come the judge.
Eddie and Gillespie.
Yeah, baby, you're going too fast. The law's gonna step on you. Yes, yes, yes. Now you can twist, you can step on his tail. You're gonna need somebody to go your bail. But look here, baby, you're going too fast. The law's gonna step on you. Yes, yes, yes. Send you to the county farm. Look at here, baby, you going too fast. The law's gonna step on you. Now if you wanna leave from home, muck around with a bottle of corn. Look at here, baby, you traveling too fast. The law's gonna step on you. Yes, yes, yes. I done told you like a friend. You better draw your business in.
Look at ya, baby, you going too fast. The law gon' step on ya. Yes, yes, yes.
much. You know, you never know what he's gonna say or what he's gonna do. So we better get straight and start acting back on. Here comes the judge, honey. Five in the meeting now. Whoa!
Here comes the judge. Here comes the judge. Here comes the judge.
This morning, I ain't giving out nothing but years. I don't want to hear no squawking, I don't want to see no tears. What's the first case?
Judge, Your Honor, I've been misunderstood. Judge, Your Honor, I've been misunderstood. I got a ticket this morning for speeding through Hollywood.
You do not do.
Now, I was cruising down Sunset about a 9:30. The light turned red, but I didn't see the sign. Judge, Your Honor, I've been misunderstood. Let me go this time, I promise to be good.
I've been looking at your record, sure's a mess. Say, how you pass your driver's test? You sitting here crying and singing the blues. Believe I'll lock you up before you blow your fuse.
But Judge, Your Honor, I've been misunderstood. Let me go this time, I promise to be good.
Oh no, it ain't gonna be like that. It's the time here this month. Before cheating and lying, got four counts against you for drinking green wine. You're round here begging for liberty, or to put you in jail and throw away the key.
No, Judge, Your Honor, I've been misunderstood. If you let me go, I promise to be good.
I sentence you to 5 years.
No, Judge, I can't do no 5 years.
Do a year and a day then.
No, Judge, don't give me no year and a day.
Forget the year, just do the day.
But Judge, I just can't do
the day. Oh, case dismissed.
Thank you.
Order in the court. I heard His Honor say, a man was called before the bench and his trial got underway. You're standing here on trial today, the third time within a year. And each time you've been before me, your drinking brought you here. The last time I gave you 30 days and a $50 fine. Oh, but you well know the price you'll pay won't be so light this time. For drunk driving is not the only charge that we have you on today, but also the life of a little girl, the one you took away. As I sat there and heard the judge condemn the man's disgrace, I saw a look of pity reflect upon his face. I couldn't understand then why he was letting him go free, but as the judge continued to talk, he made it plain to see. No, I'm not gonna have you thrown into a prison cell. I want you out where you can walk through a life of living hell. I want you to see the tiny children as they come out to play. And let your mind take you back to the life you took away. You'll see a cold, deathly picture in every bottle you get near. And when you put it to your lips, your hands will shake with fear. You'll never get a good night's sleep for always in your dreams. You'll see a car strike down a little girl and hear her painful scream. This is one disgrace that you'll never live down. For every once in a while you'll hear someone say, there goes the man that killed his only child. Case dismissed.
Here comes the judge. Hear ye him. Oh yeah, oh yeah, God save the African king. Anyone have anything to say before this just judge? Come say it now and say it like you're glad, and not like you're mad. For this judge have no mercy in this time.
In session, silence in the court. The court's in session, silence in the court. The court's in session, silence in the court. The court's in session.
Christopher Cumberlas.
Yes, sir.
Francis Drake.
Yes, my lord.
Bartholomew de las Casas.
Your honor.
Vasco da Gama.
Present. Your majesty.
Alexander, so-called the great.
I am here, I am here.
John Hanning.
Sir.
James Grant.
Your honor.
David Livingstone.
Yes, present, Marana, present.
John Constantine.
Yes, sir.
Henry Martin.
Your honor.
Arthur Bola.
Yes, sir.
Now say after me, I solemnly swear that the evidence I shall give shall be the whole truth and nothing but the truth. So help me God.
Silence in the court, the court's in session. 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 Silence in the court. Court's in session. Silence in the court. The court's in session. Silence in the court. The court's in session.
Your honor. You're all brought here and count one. Robbing and raping Africa. Contempt. Two. Stealing black people out of Africa. Three. Brainwashing black people. Four. Holding black people in captive for more than 300 years. Five, killing over 50 million black people without a cause. Six, teaching black people to hate themselves. If any of you have anything to say before this execution, say it quick, say it glad. This judge is getting impatient. No mercy. If any of you are at this, each of you must be hung by the tongue.
But your honor, we've been forced.
Contempt. No appeal will be accepted.
Silence in the court. The court's in session. Silence in the court. The court's in session. Silence in the court. The court's in session.
Court adjourned.
All rise. Superior Court of Bitslap USA now in session. Justice KBC residing. Have a seat. We have a lot to cover today, so I don't want any disruptions in the court. You will be dealt with exceedingly harshly. Word to the wise, okay? All right, so I know I promised you punishment last week, and all that went well until I realized that, you know, we do have to go to court first. So we're going to spend the day in court here, just like you would in real life. With any luck, it'll work out to your advantage. Like I said, disruptions will be dealt with extremely harshly. You have been warned. We started with the Monotones. Monotones gave us the Book of Love way back when. And that was Tell It to the Judge. Here Comes the Judge from Shorty Long. Shorty wrote the song. I advise you to get used to the title because we've got eight of them all together today. That's right. Eight different versions of Here Come the Judge. And they are all different. That was Shorty Long. He wrote the song in response to the Pig Meat Markham thing that you heard last week. And I only found one cover version of this one. It was just, you know, like I said, all the other ones are different. There was about three or four that I didn't include that really seemed to have nothing to do with the topic at hand. So there you go. After that, Good Morning Judge from 10cc, a piece of the movie And Justice for All. A little speech by Al Pacino, one of my favorite movie moments. Nickel Revolution, that was, and guess what that was called? It was called, guess what, Here Come the Judge. And that was based on the Laugh-In thing, I'm guessing. The Law is Going to Step on You from Bo Carter. The Judge Harsh Blues was Furry Lewis from 1928. And then Pete Rodriguez, and yep, Here Come the Judge, look out. Followed by the Courtroom Blues, which was Darby Hicks. And then Luke the Drifter Jr., who was, of course, Luke the Drifter's son, Hank Williams Jr., okay? Just so you know, I had a little trouble clearing that up, but that was On Trial. And then Peter Tosh, and guess what that one was called? Yeah, Here Come the Judge. So, okay, so, like I said, we got a bunch of them. So, coming up is not my favorite thing of the day, but it was the B-side to the Pig Meat Markham thing. I figured I would include it here today, since I can't include the Here Come the Judge Pig Meat Markham thing out of the interest in, shall we say, redundancy, okay? I try not to do that. So anyway, stay tuned. Order in the court goes without saying. And don't make me get the bailiff. He will whack your pee-pee.
Judge as high as a Georgia pine. Everybody's going to jail this morning.
Good morning, Judge, Your Honor.
Good morning, Your Honor. Good morning, Your Honor. And to show you I don't mean nobody no good this morning, I'm opening up my coat by giving myself 6 months. And if I'm going to do 6 months, Mr. District Attorney, you got a darn good idea how many you going to do. What's the first case on the docket?
Well, the first case on the docket this morning, Judge, Your Honor, is a nudist case.
A nudist case?
That's right.
What do you mean by a nudist case?
Why, we have a young man accused of parading up and down the streets with no pants on.
No pants on?
That's right.
Have you got him in jail?
They sure have.
Bring him in here. I'm going to get him from now on this morning. No worries.
Bailiff, send in the prisoner.
Bailiff, send in the nudist. Dog, go to jail.
Hello, Judge.
Get out of here. Did you hear what he called me?
Right.
Hello, Judge.
Right.
A man of my ability.
Right.
A man in my standing.
Right.
A man that's been to school.
Right.
And have studied and studied and studied.
Right.
And yet I don't know what the devil is all about.
Right.
He called me Judge. Sounds common, that's my boy. Come here, boy. Are you married?
Yes, sir, Your Honor.
How long you been married?
3 years, Your Honor.
Man been married 3 years.
Well, he's on the right track.
Have you gotten the children?
Yes, sir, Your Honor.
I got children.
Good kids.
How many, boy?
9, Your
Honor. Good rest of the life. Man married 3 years and got 9 children? Sound like we the people, don't it?
Sure do.
How did it happen, son?
Well, Your Honor, the first year my wife and I was married, she was in me with twins.
That's two of them you right there. Now you got that one, huh?
The third year, the second year my wife and I was married, she was in me with triplets.
Good gracious of life. That's five. That's five.
And the third year my wife and I was married, she was in me with quadruplets. That's five and four. Isn't that all over the world?
You're right, son, and your case is dismissed. That's another thing.
Judge, Your Honor.
What's the matter?
I object.
How you gonna object to?
You can't dismiss this case.
I did, didn't I?
Yes, but this man is a nudist.
This man is not a nudist.
This man is a nudist.
This man is definitely not a nudist.
This man is a nudist.
You heard the man say he was married 3 years.
Yes.
You heard the man say he had 9 children.
Yes.
Well, this man is not a nudist.
And why?
Because this man hasn't had time to put his pants on.
Here comes the judge.
Here comes the judge. Order in the courtroom. For beating up your wife, I'm awarding a $500 for a broken heart.
Oh.
And $50 for 3 broken ribs.
Oh, I've learned my lesson.
You learned your lesson.
That's cheaper to kick him in the ribs.
$100 a week.
Hey, that's great, Judge. I'll throw in a couple of bucks myself.
Paris, court is now in session. Face the flag, your country recognizes principles for which it stands. Sit down. Municipal court number 38 is now in session. Honorable Gladys Starks presiding.
Good morning. Bailiff, you may call the first case of the day.
State versus Horwinkle. State versus Horwinkle. Leslie Horwinkle, please step to the docket. Are you Leslie Horwinkle?
Well, if I wasn't Leslie Horwinkle, I wouldn't be here now, would I?
Just sit down over there, Horwinkle.
Oh, kiss my ass.
Judge, this is case 148, People versus Horwinkle. That's one I talked about yesterday.
What the hell are you staring at, you goddamn fascist pig?
Be quiet, Horwinkle.
Have you ever seen a criminal before?
Mr. Horwinkle.
I'm going to read the
kiss
charge.
Kiss my ass, you stupid bastard. Tell me.
Leslie Horwinkle, you are charged on the night of September 14th at approximately 8 p.m. You did willfully, with malice aforethought, sexually assault a 16-year-old girl. How do you plead?
I plead insanity.
Insanity?
That's right, insanity. I'm just crazy about that stuff.
Mr. Horwinkle, this has not been the first time you have appeared before this court on such a charge, and we must make sure that you do not appear here again. Bailiff, whack his pee-pee.
Get your hands off me now. Bailiff,
call the next case, please.
State versus Stoner. State versus Stoner. Are you counsel for Stoner?
Yes, I am. Thank you. All right, listen, just sit over there. I'll do the talking, okay? Just be quiet.
Man, relax, man. You know, it's cool, man.
All right,
we got this sucker bag.
Okay, no, listen. I'll do the talking when I call on you to come up. Don't forget what you have to say, okay?
Yeah, man. Okay. Hey, man, it's cool.
Just sit down, man. I'll do the talking.
Yeah, man. Go, no, do your trip, man.
Okay, now just
cut
be quiet.
A sec.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, Your Honor. Now, it might seem suspicious that my client had in his possession at the time of his arrest 24 pounds of marijuana, 5,000 LSD capsules, and a gallon of Ripple wine. To the layman on the street, this may seem suspicious. However, there is an excuse, Your Honor. There is an explanation. It seems that my client had merely found these drugs, and he was on his way to the police department to turn them in at the time of his arrest. Now, we're not saying that my client is an angel. We admit openly that on two occasions he has smoked marijuana, and on one occasion taken LSD, of course, under the clinical supervision of a doctor. Now, what we want you to do tonight, ladies and gentlemen, is to look inside your hearts, to examine your own consciences, and remember this: judge not, and ye shall not be judged. Now, as a true sign of repentance, I'd like to have my client step forward and say just a very few words in his own behalf at this time.
Far out, man. I almost broke my neck, man. Oh, that's heavy, man. Oh, wow.
Don't forget what I told you to say. Just
oh, yeah, man. Hey, Your Honor, man.
No, not that one. The judge is up there.
Hey, Your Honor, man. Now, dig, man. Like, I know a lot of cats, man, call you a pig. You know what I mean? Not really, man. Like, you know, but I ain't like that, man. You dig? Because I dig pigs, man.
Quiet about pigs.
Not really, man. You see, my old lady's a pig. You understand?
Hey,
yeah, listen, man. Like my man here says now, you dig? I've only tried marijuana, man. Like, 22 times, man.
Twice,
man. And yeah, man. And I only did acid, man. 10 times,
no,
man.
No, once.
Yeah. No, once, man. Yeah, really, man. No, listen, man. I know, man, where that drug trip leads, man. Like, I know it's really a drag, man, you know, because I, you know, like, I really can dig that you can get hung up, man, you know. And you get hung up, man, you know, and you just go through some, man, you know what I mean, man?
Like, don't
you be far out, man, you know what I mean? Like, it's just a heavy, far out thing, man. And, you know, really get involved, man. You know what I mean? Like, this whale, man, once you get there,
what
man,
I think my client is
gone,
trying to say
you know
at this
mean?
Time, Your Honor, is that
you know, like, you
he has transcended
really
the drug
gone,
experience.
Man,
yes, that's it. He has gone beyond that. He needs no
now,
crutches
on,
to face...
Man. Hold on, man. I'm doing the rap.
He needs no crutches to face society every morning as a useful producing citizen.
Hold on, man. I'm talking to the cat, man.
Order in the court.
I'm talking to the dude, order. Man. You just shut up, man. You understand? Now just shut up, man. Or you're going to blow it for me. Dig, man. Like, man, like, you know, I don't need no marijuana, man. You know what I mean, man? And I don't need no acid, man. You know what I mean? You know? Because I'm hooked on dollars, man.
Order. Order in the court.
Power grew. said one was out of reach, and it proved to limit free speech. Oh, let's understand every court case. Dred Scott said the Missouri cop was replaced. TLO kept drugs in her carrying case. Let's understand. Test war, but the principal kicked him out the door. Poor kid's future was a mess, but the court said free speech applied to dress. Religion in school didn't seem fair. Why should students be taught to read or pray? A few appeals and then a rally. Religion left school in angle by tally. Let's understand every court case. Korematsu and the Japanese were Matt said you need a search warrant for this place. Let's understand every call. Segregation, we're getting messy. When in a railroad car sat Homer Plessy, the court agreed it's separate but equal. But for civil rights there'd be a sequel. It's happened in 1954 when the Thurgood Marshall argued on the court floor. In a 9-0 decision it read, the Brown won against the Board of Ed. Oh, let's understand every court case. Roe affirmed women's rights below the waist. Appeals means the old decisions erased. Let's understand.
The time has come to do something about the Supreme Court. Now, I know, I'm sorry that I'm the one to bring this up, but I know you must feel the same way, or maybe you never thought of it. What's with these black robes? I mean, is that supposed to make them look smarter than anyone else? If I put on a black robe, would you say, boy, he's very intelligent? Of course not. A black robe is just a black robe. Are they trying to conceal the fact that they're wearing no clothes under the robe? Is that supposed to turn on the lawyers in the audience, especially the female justices? Ooh, I wonder what she's got on under that robe. I say to you, no more black robes. They're just normal human beings like everybody else. They're nothing special. The Supreme Court justices, fine. The President of the United States doesn't wear a black robe. So off with those robes, or you'll hear from me.
You sit upon the highest court around, and every word you utter is profound. I must admit that I'm in awe of your peculiar martial law. Your brand of jurisprudence is renowned. Opinions you have rendered make me cheer. Your arguments are music to my ear. Helps protect the Constitution from the sort of people that I fear. Poetic Justice Thurgood, would I appoint you? Sure I would. Poetic Justice Thurgood, you're good. I compliment decisions you have made. Cases like Roe versus Wade. And even when you're just dissenting, your resolve is unrelenting, and your sense of faith. this is display. Poetic justice, Thurgood, could I endorse you? Sure I could. Poetic justice, Thurgood, you're good. You were in the forefront in the battle for desegregation. Now you're the poet laureate of your generation. Poetic justice, Thurgood, should I adore you? Sure I should. Poetic justice, Thurgood, you're good. Poetic justice, Thurgood, by now it should be understood. Poetic justice, Thurgood, you're good.
Here comes the judge, here comes the judge, order in the courtroom, here comes the judge,
here comes the judge, here comes the judge, order in the courtroom, here comes the judge.
Judge, let everybody rise. In walks the beast, dressed up in disguise. Up walks the pig with his little badge of tin. Out goes the cry, bring the prisoners in. Stand at the bar, and ones and twos and threes. All right, DA, read out the charges, please. Hush up, defense, I hear not what you say. Guilty are all assembled here today. 50 are here, but just one face is pale. Crazy mixed up kid, what are you doing in jail? You robbed the bank, why that's no serious crime. My Uncle Jesse James did that all the time. Now what did these blacks and Puerto Ricans do? He stole some bread and he a pair of shoes. He would not budge when the policeman said to move.
They almost get time. There's nothing else to do.
He had some dope, and this one had a gun. This one was drunk, out looking for some fun. These few are mad. They speak of liberty. They are a threat to our society.
They are organized into a terrorist band.
Cut off their heads. Their body cannot stand. Lock this one up and execute this pair. Gag this one's mouth and put him in the chair. Take them away. The pen must be their fate. We must provide free labor for the state.
We need some more policemen on the beat to keep these hoods and criminals off the street.
This is the brand of justice in the court. A special brand for poor folks to exploit. A brand replete with treacheries and flaws. A mockery of justice and laws. Made to protect their mountains of gold and all the other wealth that they have stole. No sense of shame for the way they behave. Just a driving desire to exploit and enslave. But a new day is coming for the oppressed. A desire to have all of their grievance redressed. They'll sing a new song in a whole different tone. Everything would improve if they'd leave us alone. There's no limit to the things we could do. We'd run our own courts, our own government too. A well-organized state is what it could be. One nation of blacks, independent and free. One nation of blacks, independent and free. One nation of blacks, independent and free.
So let's imagine for a moment you're standing dead center in the courtroom of forever. Sitting before you is a structure, massive and intense. It's here your fate will be determined, before this judge's bench. Then a voice booms, this court's now in session, and your adrenaline starts to rush. Peering down with eyes that see through your soul is God the Father, your judge. Then off to your left across the room is the virtual silhouette of sin. Stepping out of the shadows of condemnation, your worst nightmare walks in. On his face is the smirk of evil incarnate, his mind fixed on your destruction in hell. You've just been introduced to your prosecuting attorney, none other than Satan himself. The Bible says he's the accuser of the brethren, so guess what he's going to do. He's going to accuse you of your sins, and he knows them all, both the old ones and the new. He's prepared his case for years. Now the golden moment is his. So in arrogance, he presents his case to the judge, and it comes out sounding something like this. Worthless piece of trash over here. This one's a sinner to the core. This one's committed adultery, cursed his neighbor, stolen money, been into drugs, alcohol, and even more. This hopeless wretch has even slandered friends. And by that guilty face, this whole courtroom can tell that to a moral certainty and beyond any reasonable doubt, this one deserves eternal judgment in hell. Accusation still echo your every sin thrown up in your face, and God opens the book where every deed is recorded and reviews your records of disgrace. God says, the book says you did this, this, and this, and everything you were accused of today. Now before I sentence you to hell forever, are there any last words you have to say? Now, if it's true you're standing there in the courtroom of eternity, with God to your front and Satan, the prosecutor, to your left, there's one remaining eternal truth, one that's crucial to remember, one you should never, ever, ever forget. That on the other side of the courtroom, I said, on the other side of the courtroom. You ain't hearing me tonight. I said on the other side of the courtroom is the one and only Son of God, revealed in time and space. And he's your defense attorney who has never lost a case. It's not Buddha, Muhammad, or Krishna, or any others who succumb to death. Ladies and gentlemen, on the other side of the courtroom is Jesus Christ of Nazareth! Then Jesus jumps up and says, wait a minute, Judge, now I've got something to say. May I remind you that on the cross 2,000 years ago, I washed his sins away. I was crucified, I died, they put me in a tomb. But long about the midnight hour, the power of God hit me and I walked out of that grave, alive and well with resurrection power. The devil says, it's in the book, it's written in the book, check the book. God said, okay. Then he takes the book out, lays it open and says, now we'll see what this book has to say. He turns to the first page, the second page, the third. By the fourth, the devil seems shook. God closes it, says, the blood of Jesus must work, because there's absolutely nothing in this book. The devil says, now wait a minute, check that book again. All the sins are written down, they're all right there. God said, devil, maybe you're mistaken altogether. Maybe it's this other book down here. The devil cries, no, not that book, not that one. God said, devil, why are you so uptight? God sets the book down, the dust flies, and on the cover it says, the Lamb's Book of Life.
Is your name in that book? Is your name in that book? Is your name? Sure.
If you've been forgiven and your name is written, then lift your hands, praise the Lord.
Yes, my name's in that book. My name's in that book. My name's in that book.
Tonight, I've been forgiven and I know my name is written in the
Judge, here come the judge.
Well, scared you. This is just an instrumental, so relax. Okay, so we're about done here. Okay, no, the judge is leaving in a second, all right? Just relax. I got it. All right, start that set out with Pig Meat Markham, the flip side to the Here Come the Judge thing that you heard last week. Not included this week in the sake of, for the sake of non-redundancy, shall we say. Finky Fuzz after that, a two-part single, and guess what that one was called? That's right, here come the judge. Cheech and Chong after that, tripping in court. I wonder how many of you have done that before. Okay, I see one hand at least. All right, that's kind of a shame. Medicine Man after that, yep, here come the judge. The Social Studs after that, the Supreme Court case review song. And that was the Social Studs, whoever they are, I don't know. After that, a rant. Did you recognize the voice on that? Maybe you did, maybe you didn't. That was Stanley, Mr. Marvel himself. And I guess he has a rant series on YouTube where he takes off on something every week. You know what, Stan? Anything you want to say is fine with me. You've earned it. After that, Poetic Justice Thurgood from Something Fierce about Justice Thurgood Marshall, one of the greats, replaced by one of the least greats, Clarence Thomas, the Antichrist, the Chief Injustice on the Supreme Court. Don't get me started on him, all right? After that, the Magistrates, and Here Come the Judge. Surprise on that one, huh? Followed by The Last Poets, and that was The Courtroom, followed by The Courtroom from a guy named Carmen. And whoa, yes, that was over the top, but I figured something to scare you straight. Leave here with, all right? As weird as it might be. So I got a couple more for you to set the stage for next week, because I did promise you punishment, so next week we're going to pull out the old cat of nine tails. So I know you'll get a kick out of that. I know where your hearts are. So anyway, have a good week. Behave yourself. Two pieces of advice. Don't break more than one law at a time. All right, that's something I learned. That's when people get in trouble. All right, and the other rule is don't break any laws at all, and you'll be okay. All right, how's that for mild advice? All right, see you later.
Does it for us tonight? Now you have to go to prison. Now.
She's got a redneck and a head around.
When things go wrong, others get the blame. She asked me to pick her up from the store. I didn't know what the stockings were for. She burst out of the bank with a sock on her face, yelling to me, get the hell out of this place. Smoke in the mirrors, red and blue lights, bridges on burning, she's as cool as ice. The car is stolen, the wheels are rolling, I'm pretty sure where we're both going. She's smiling on the inside, her plans can't fail. She's going to Mexico and I'm going to jail. Stands at a roadhouse cornered by feds. She changed vehicles and took all the cash, but she left the evidence on my dash. Smoke in the mirrors, red and blue lights, bridges are burning, she's cool as ice. The car is stolen, the wheels are rolling, I'm pretty sure where we're both going. She's smiling on the inside of plans. Mexico and I'm going to jail.
Jail.